The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Donald Trump's ambitions for Greenland are to be discussed at a meeting between the US, Greenland and Denmark this week. And the US president has ramped up his war of words in recent days, saying he will take the territory whether they like it or not. Our reporter Josh Crosby is in Greenland. He joins me on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
What kind of response have you been getting from the locals?
Well, I've been here since Friday and I've met with Greenlanders from all walks of life, from the fishermen down in the harbour to politicians, students and business owners. And the overwhelming reply you get is that Greenland is not for sale. You can see the slogan around the capital of Nuuk where I am. There are t-shirts for sale with the words printed across them. And that is the attitude, Pat. Locals are angry, they are worried and they are sick of all this attention.
I know you've been examining the impact that Trump's threats are having on business and the general mood, but can you tell me a little bit more about the local indigenous people? How are they reacting to this?
Well, the population of this island is around 57,000 and the vast majority, almost 90%, are Inuit people. And as we know from many countries throughout history, Indigenous people can face discrimination, can be more vulnerable to social issues. So when you have the President of America saying overnight that he will take your land one way or the other, and then on Friday saying the easy way or the hard way, you can only imagine the sense of fear this has created here. But for many of the Inuit people, independence is the dream, and some feel they're not being treated well by Denmark either. To give listeners an understanding of what some people face, and this is not to say it is standard for everyone, but this student who I met, Aviaya, says there's a long way to go before her people feel they have equal rights.
Living here peacefully is really nice.
Just when you're saying you lived in Denmark, are you happy that there's that relationship, that you can go over and back?
Well, yes and no, because of the racism, so it's a bit meh for me.
And you're young, like, do you still feel that to this day, that you can experience discrimination?
Yes.
Coming from Greenland?
Yes, a lot of discrimination. Especially when you're in Denmark, or when we have students from Denmark who come here not knowing what to expect.
The culture.
The culture difference and the difference in life.
What are the types of discrimination someone might experience?
Well, there's always the question, are you a drug addict? Are you an alcoholic? Were your parents an alcoholic? Or did they do drugs? Like, what did you do to get here? Why do you know how to speak English, Danish?
And is it difficult then for people to maybe excel in the workplace as well?
Yes, it is very hard for Greenlandic students to maybe go to Denmark to study because they see no hope for us.
Do you feel represented by your own community leaders, your own politicians?
Yeah, they are trying to improve the quality of life and how we are being treated, but it's going slowly, in my opinion, but still it's better than nothing.
Judging from what you're saying, in an ideal scenario, you'd like to be your own independent country, I imagine?
Yes, I would really much like to be independent from Denmark.
This latest rhetoric coming out of the US, how does that make you and your friends and your family feel?
We are annoyed. We are tired of getting all the attention because of Donald Trump. Like, we do not want any part of him in the US here. Maybe collaboration of some sort, but not in the way that he's doing it.
And that's a local Greenlander telling us her hopes for an independent country. Now, Josh, did you meet with anyone who's trying to create an awareness of that culture?
I did, Pat. And just to say as well, I have met many Inuit people here who've told me they've not experienced any discrimination when they travel to Denmark. But then also, when I was in Copenhagen last week, a number of Danish people who I met with on the street said, looking back on reflection, that as a nation, historically, they haven't shown the Inuit people the respect they deserve. But as we heard Aviaya say, things are improving, and with much of the population being Indigenous, they are represented when it comes to local government level. But on the international stage, this is where they want more acknowledgement, especially now, Pat, when their homeland has become the centre of such worldwide attention since Trump has made his intentions clear. Only this month, the Film Institute of Greenland was launched. This is to promote the film industry here, to try and spread more of the stories of the Greenlandic people. I met with the CEO, Inunwak Petterson, who says it's an exciting project to be part of, but the recent comments from Trump have dampened their launch.
We're starting from scratch. This is the very beginning. The institute itself, it's very new.
In many countries, Indigenous cultures can be stripped away and they're not as visible as they once were, different traditions. But here in Greenland, with the majority of the population being Indigenous, does that help? Does that keep traditions and culture alive?
I think so. I think it's a big part of us still having a big part of our culture and especially our language still being so actively used. Although we don't have the very old Greenlandic traditional drum dancing and singing, we have kind of lost that to Christianity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So when that came in,
it was banned. All the religious practices that our traditional Inuit held, they were banned.
How important are the arts in documenting these traditions to show the world and to remind other nationalities of the communities who live here?
Yeah, it's very, very important to keep our own language and our culture through arts, especially. The film industry, it's a little bit behind. Actually, right now would be a very perfect moment to tell our story, our native story, our own stories.
So the Institute is something new, something fresh, something positive, only a week old. But with these latest discussions now, is there a sense of unease maybe with your colleagues and your friends and your fellow artists?
Yes, of course, it does. And it's everywhere. And all discussions are about our future. And I really hope that the attention we get right now could be some kind of a benefit for us. I don't even want to think about it personally.
So how does Greenland prosper and flourish into the future?
Of our own. This is what we want to do. We want to develop our own future. This is our own land and culture. And we are people. We just want to do it of ourselves.
And coming from Ireland, we have our own history with independence. Some critics would say such a low population, it might not be possible or it wouldn't be economically viable. You disagree with that?
There's only one way to find out. We just have to try it for ourselves.
And that's the CEO of the Film Institute of Greenland, Inukwak Petrusen. Now, we'll talk about the politics of all of this. What has been the political reaction in Greenland, Josh?
Well, what we know so far is that, as you said at the start, a meeting is planned this week between the US, Greenland and Denmark. The details around this have been quite limited. It could possibly be on Wednesday. So all eyes will be on that to see what happens next. There was a joint statement issued by the Greenlandic parties, which I've been told is a rare, rare sight, saying they don't want to be Americans, they don't want to be Danes, they want to be Greenlanders. Now, the opposition party, Narlak, which wants independence as soon as possible, has been accused in the past of being pro-Trump as a way of breaking away from Denmark. This is something the party denies. It was formed in 2014, and in last year's election, the party doubled its number of MPs. Now, like many other parties here, it is open to collaborating with the US on different matters, but mainly, look, it wants to be its own fully independent country. I met with the chairperson of Narlak, Pelle Broberg, who says the appetite for independence is growing and growing.
The Danish press immediately started attacking our party for being pro-Trump, pro-US and all that, and managed to get a lot of voters scared away from us. With regards to Denmark, they only, let's call it, intervene in our affairs when it's threatening their kingdom, their little kingdom. And they feared, and we will see this coming week, that the US interest in Greenland might help us towards our independence. That's something they vehemently is trying to combat.
You said recently that Greenland should have direct talks with the US and cut out Denmark. What would you like to achieve from the talks?
With regards to the Greenlandic people, we are recognized as a people also by Denmark with a right to self-determination. And the second we want to, we will become independent. Which means that when we're recognized as a people, we are allowed to have talks with everybody we want. What we also have in our self-rule right now is that we can make deals with other countries without involving Denmark.
So you don't think anyone from Denmark should be showing up to the meetings now when discussing Greenland's future?
Well, if it's about the Greenlandic people and its future, no, then it's between Greenland and the US.
And you mentioned there at the start that you were accused of being pro-Trump in the election.
Yes.
Have you or your party ever had discussions with the Trump administration regarding the future of Greenland?
No. That's a very nice and simple way to slice and dice it. We've been to the American embassy a lot of time, but a lot of political parties here have done that. So, yes, we have been talked with the American administration, but that's just the usual, everyday talks. Not a political, how can we do this together talk.
But why do you think these accusations that you're warming up or you're pally with Trump, why are they thrown at you, do you think?
Because we are the threat to Danish ownership of Greenland. So if we don't want to be Danish, we must want to be American. because they can't see there's the middle ground where we say we actually don't want to be neither American or Danish. We want to have our own identity back.
So what's your message to Denmark and the EU?
Well, I think either you support the international rule-based order or you don't. So if you support the Greenlandic people, then you should support our independence as soon as possible.
And your message to the US?
The courting is a little bit on the nose. It would be nice if the rhetoric was dampened a little bit, because you risk wanting to court Greenland, but scaring away a lot of the people that decides what Greenland does in the future. For the US, it's we get you, we hear you, but can you tone it down a little bit? Everything will include the US in the short and the long run.
And that's the chair of Greenland's Independent Party, Pelle Broberg. And Josh, you'll continue your reporting from Greenland?
Yes, as I said, we've been meeting with people from all walks of life. I was down the harbour meeting with the fishermen, meeting with students. So we're going to be here now for the next few days, just reporting back and especially keeping an eye out on that meeting and the reaction we're hearing, especially from maybe European countries are discussing, will they be strengthening their NATO presence here? So yeah, all eyes are here. It's still very active on the ground here.
Josh Crosby in Greenland, thank you very much for joining us. Now, when I was speaking to Lara Marlowe a little earlier, I mentioned a 1941 movie that seemed to be quite prophetic as to today's climate in America. So, as promised, this is a clip from Keeper of the Flame. It starred Katharine Hepburn as the widow of a civic leader who only after he dies discovers that the organization he'd set up planning to turn America into a country that would be led by fascist ideals.
This is what I found. The key to Robert Forrest's fascist organization. Of course, they didn't call it fascism. They painted it red, white, and blue and called it Americanism. In here are the funds to see it through. Fantastic amounts subscribed by a few private individuals to whom money didn't mean anything anymore, but who wanted political power. Knew they could never get it by democratic means. There's a list of their names. This was the essence of their plan. Here are some articles ready for release to stir up all the little hatreds of the whole nation against each other. This was an article to be published in an anti-Semitic paper attacking the Jews. This was to be used in the Farmer's Gazette to stir them up against the city dwellers. Here's one attacking the Catholics. Anti-Negro, anti-labor, anti-trade union. Subtle appeal to the Ku Klux Klan. Here's a list of newspaper editors who either sought to occupy public office or sought to dictate who should occupy public office. And when they failed, felt that the public was a great stupid beast. Here's a list of men who served their country in the last war and were failures in business and again longed for the power of rank and the prestige of a uniform. In there are the names and addresses of the men who were designated to be America's first stormtroopers. But what was really shocking to me was the complete cynicism of the plan. Each of these groups was simply to be used until its usefulness was exhausted. Hates were to be played against hates. If one group threatened to get too powerful, it would be killed off by another group. And in the end, all these poor little people who never knew to what purpose they were lending themselves would be in the same chains, cowed and enslaved, with Robert Forrest and his handful of power-thirsty henchmen cracking the whip.
So there you are. Will the rest of that prophecy come to pass, that all the stormtroopers employed by Trump in ICE and Trump and his acolytes will end up in chains? Who knows? Anyway, some of the comments coming in. It seems to me that Trump is looking ahead to where Europe is no longer regarded as a friend, and in advance of that, he wants Greenland already to be secured as American. Another one says, listening to what's happening in Greenland, music to Trump's ears, divide and conquer.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.